he took with him up the stairs was an empty suitcase covered with a brightly coloured map of the world, which he had bought at San Francisco International. He stood outside the apartment door, panting. With his eyes closed, he imagined all the possible scenarios of fighting and screaming, and actually, he thought, you could hardly blame them. Nobody just turns up and snatches a child from his home, least of all a father whose only previous involvement had consisted of depositing money into a bank account. But this was an emergency, so he steeled himself and rang the doorbell, resisting the urge to run away. At first, there was no answer. Then the door flew open, and there was Vestman, with his piercing blue eyes and massive chest and enormous fists. He seemed built to hurt people, which was why he so often got to play the bad guy on screen, even if none of the roles he played, Balder was convinced of this, were as evil as the person he was in real life.
"Christ," Vestman said, "look what we have here. The genius himself has come to visit."
"I'm here to fetch August," Balder said.
"You what?"
"I'm taking him away with me, lassie."
"You must be joking."
"I've never been more serious," he tried.
And then Hannah appeared from a room across to the left. True, she was not as beautiful as she had once been. There had been too much